Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Election Trend Day 2022.
Ooh.
It's the mid-trends. I'm Jack. That's Miles. I didn't just come up with that on the spot. I've been working on it for hours.
Oh, yeah.
That slick wordplay that you've come to know and appreciate. Miles, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I voted twice, so I got two I voted
early and often, right, baby.
Now. Exactly.
Oh,
they can't hold we down.
What's your strategy for media consumption tonight?
On election day?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm more interested to see how LA stuff goes. So I'll probably
and that
just
shit
check
won't
in.
Be out for days.
Nah, but so like I know, but there may be some. They may be able to call some stuff like some ballot measures and things like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Those typically you can get those results. But I mean, there's no strategy, right? Like, it's like you're bracing yourself to be like, Emma, is it just going to be so fucked up and it's just going to be an all out bet on voter suppression and the most vile shit you've ever seen? Or will it be nice? And will there, I don't know. I just look at the end of the day, the Democrats are running on, hey, we're not them.
Yeah.
So my hopes are about as far as that goes, and then we can pick up the pieces after. But overall, I don't like to go into shit like feeling all down and demure, even if there's reason to, just because for my own well-being. I like to be optimistic.
I'm going to try to not watch any of the results are coming in and all the arrows pointing towards this direction and any of the shit.
You know, I can take the New York Times boner meter.
that's what I thought it was for the longest time.
The bonometer. What is it saying? But yeah, Carnacki on MSNBC. He'll be at the board. There's going to be so many segues. And well, you know who else has had a really busy night tonight? Our very own Steve Carnacki. What's going on, Steve?
I'm having a fucking mental breakdown, man. The returns are massive, mate.
Wait, what? He turned into a football fan?
Harry Kane.
Okay, I'm sorry. What? Oh, sorry. Purple Wave.
Hey, well, speaking of Purple Wave, not really that. Katy Perry, Chris Pratt, all the coolest celebs are coming out to let us know that they are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They're back
bon appetit.
Back in Caruso.
Yeah. Katy Perry, like, you know, sure. I mean, like, we don't expect anything from like all the weird millionaire celebrities that suddenly were like, I'm fucking with Caruso. I see you, Snoop Dogg. But people are just That's just how it is. I'm sure for them, they don't even live in the same world as us, and they want to hear what other wealthy people are saying is the solution to poor people. Yeah. So Katy Perry was like, oh my, I'm voting for Caruso. Chris fucking Pratt posted this on his stories. I've lived in LA for over 20 years. It's been great to me. In that time, I've seen what many residents here have seen. The city's gradual decline into pain and utter disarray. If you live here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't normally support political candidates, but in this election, there's too much to lose. If you're an LA voter, I urge you to go for Rick blah, 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 blah. He's a builder. He knows how to get shit done. He's the guy for our city. Rick Caruso for LA mayor. Take your L and go over there, sir. Goodbye.
Go back and go golfing with your pastor, you dumb fuck. he's a normal guy. He just likes to go golfing with his pastor and...
Yeah. I mean, look, man, you could fucking be with Gwyneth Paltrow, Kim Kardashian, Joe Coy. Who else have I seen? Fucking Elon, Wolfgang Puck, Aunt Becky's daughter who cheated to get into USC. She was even like, I'm with Caruso. Yeah. Like, what a fucking washed group of fucking herbs and spices.
He's going to win. He's going to win because he managed to define himself as like the non-status quo. And I think that's where the energy is.
Yeah. I mean, again, and when we had my friend Mike Dennis on, just talking about like considering how powerful the city council is. You know, the mayor's office is like its own thing with its limited set of powers. But it's interesting to see like all the people who are on like endorsing Karen Bass from the celebrity world, where it's like Samuel L. Jackson, Cheadle, Donald Glover, Steven Spielberg, Tracy Ellis Ross. Oh, man. So,
yeah, it's
it is what it is.
It would make me feel better if it wasn't. You know, yeah, the mayor's office is weak in LA, but he spent $100 million of his own money on this election. So clearly he saw some benefit coming to him and his rich friends.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, there's no limit to the self-enrichment you can engage in office.
Guess what? $100 million could have. There's this tweet from, first of all, bitch, the Journalista. On Twitter, it says, I want LA people to think about the fact that Rick Caruso spent $100 million of his own money for this mayoral election. $100 million to run for mayor, not president of the United States, mayor. He claims to care for the homeless. Guess what that $100 million could have done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, and that's why I say, that's why I like Michael Bloomberg. He spent $500 million on himself.
Yeah.
So
he really means it. But that's how you know that these powerful positions and the halls of power are still insular and work. And, you know, he knows something we don't about what he can do in the mayor's office.
I think the shorthand in our late stage capitalist hellscape is if a company or a wealthy individual is spending an exorbitant amount of money to like do something that you're like, you shouldn't be spending that much, like to run for mayor or like bust a union.
Yeah,
that chances are that they stand to make at least that much back.
Yeah. Oh,
that's kind of it's like he's looking at this like whatever it is, this shit is worth over $100 million to him.
He did like I think sometimes people are like he's a billionaire, so he has enough money so he can just spend it. But
that's
people don't get to be billionaires by not having a pathological obsession with money that prevents them from like even tipping 10% on a dinner bill. You know.
Right.
That's like they're fucked up people who like money more than the rest of us. They have a plan in place of how that money's going to come back to them.
Yeah.
Bad times. I do feel like just when in doubt, the energy is going to be behind whoever the non-status quo is. And that's going to lead to people like Rick Caruso winning and also pain elsewhere. So we'll see. Powerball is trending.
Speaking of billionaires.
$2 billion. Someone won $2 billion in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Altadena, California. Where
Altadena.
The really odd, really interesting part of California where like redlining prevented a lot of black people from owning like land in that part of like the city. Mm-hmm. And like Altadena was one of the like few places that could like allow for like a middle class black neighborhood to sort of prop up, and I think like one of John Brown's sons like settled in Altadena.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of weird. It's got a lot of energy. So now a would-be billionaire has come from there. What would you do with $1.9 billion?
1.9. Well, Miles, they take half of it with taxes. I hear it's only going to be 900 something million. Ugh. So it's like, why?
It's not even a build?
I don't even know if I would pick it up, you know, at that point.
It's not even
I might
worth
just
it,
light my cigar by burning the ticket, you know?
Yeah.
Just
like a true baller.
Yeah. Straight baller shit and put it on TikTok so people like knew that I was cool and on that grind mentality.
Yeah.
Nicole is trending because that is what they've named the hurricane that's preparing to strike Florida.
Wow. Is it, we know what category it's strengthening to?
We don't. Yet? Just that it's going to be a hurricane. I think it's still somewhat early. A lot of the pictures you see that look like giant ocean waves are actually commentary on, there's a red wave coming. Yikes. All just news stories that are happening while everybody frantically speculates about what could happen.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people are, you know, very intentionally talking about red wave, red wave, red wave, red wave.
Because if there's not, it's not, if it doesn't come, then they get to be like, they cheated. Anything else, they cheated.
Pretty grim.
Pretty grim, pretty dark times. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And so is Donald Trump coming 2024. Seems like we had heard that he might announce the day before, like last night.
Yeah.
Because he just like couldn't help himself. But somebody apparently convinced him not to do that. And so now we are looking at November 15th, a week from today, he's going to announce that he's running in 2024.
Yeah.
And very exciting. He's already telling I think he like basically told Ron DeSantis, like, I have dirt on you.
Stay in
like,
your fucking lane, basically.
Yeah.
What he said was, quote, I don't know if he's running. I think if he runs, he could hurt himself very badly. I really believe he could hurt himself badly.
Wow.
I think he would be making a mistake. I think the base would not like it. I don't think it would be good for the party. Any of this stuff is not good. You have other people that possibly will run, I guess. I don't know if he runs. If he runs, he runs.
By the way, JD Vance is a bitch. I'm out.
If he did run, I will tell you things about him that won't be very flattering.
Wow.
I know more about him than anybody other than perhaps his wife, who is really running his campaign. You are shook, daddy.
Wow. He threatened to like reveal compromat? Like coming strong.
Yo, come on, the two of y'all, let your egos burn this fucking party down.
I'll reveal something that possibly only his wife knows? Like, that is...
And you know, he likes to know weird, perverted, like, he likes to know about bedroom shit about people. So he probably does ask around.
I was assuming he was keeping those cards close to the vest, that he's like, yeah, I'm a real pervert. I like to listen in and, like, know information about people's weird sexual stuff. I was going to say
peccadilloes, what's the word?
But he wouldn't.
I was going to say or proclivities, and I'm like, he wouldn't say that.
He wouldn't say proclivities or peccadilloes. But anyways, I like that he's just out in the open, like, yeah. I know real freak shit about this guy. It's going to be great.
That's such a weird fucking, what an energy to just start off with. Like, at that point, if you're Ron DeSantis, you're like,
incredible.
I don't, like, guess, like, are you really going to, I mean, it seems like he said, you know, he's fine not running, but there's clearly, you don't say shit like that unless you're hearing from people that he's really considering running.
Oh yeah.
And he's doing this shit already to strengthen his brand nationally. Cause you see him pop up more and more and more. So.
Oh yeah. If he does not run for 2024 presidential primary, it will be against his own will.
DeSantis is not like good on the debate stage either.
He has, Jared, Kushner, and Robert Mueller vibes. When you hear him speak, you're like, what the fuck happened to that voice? That is not the voice I heard in my head when I was reading about this guy.
Right.
He just has a totally different voice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think he could hurt himself badly is truly some Payless mobster shit.
Like, yeah, really? That would be like in any other era, in any other timeline. I feel like that would be big news. Like, former president threatens potential like opponent in the Republican primary.
Yeah, he could hurt himself? In what way?
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
He could hurt himself. I didn't say I'd hurt him. I said he might hurt himself. Like,
and like,
fall.
My impersonation has been slipping because I haven't had to hear this fucking guy talk. And now we're going to be right back in it.
Well, mine is fortunately flawless. So, you know,
there
it is.
See? All boats rise in the end.
Might hurt himself. Might slip out a window. I don't know.
Might slip out. I don't know. He might get defenestrated. Just learn that. Where you get thrown out of a window.
Big word Trump vocabulary word.
How about
Trump.
Maybe defenstered, huh? What?
Carrie Lake is trending. The Arizona gubernatorial candidate is
just
doing the pre-misinformation, pre-gaming the election with some misinformation.
Yeah, it's a wild state of things over there. You know, you already have one, your gubernatorial candidate just outwardly being like, I don't know what's going on. There might be something going on with the voting machines, because apparently in like Maricopa County, some of the voting machines are down, like 20% of the voting machines are down.
Mm. I remember that like from 2004, that being a thing, you know, when like, yeah. Bush Kerry, like hearing, oh, all these voting machines are down, and I don't know. There's problems all over the place. I won't say that no election has ever been fucked in that way, but I am pretty sure it's not happening against Republicans, would be my guess.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, this is something she said about like an hour and a half, 2 hours ago about the election, just about more theories abound.
We don't have to have elections run this way. We switched from a Republican area to vote. We came right down into the heart of liberal Phoenix to vote because we wanted to make sure that we had good machines. And guess what? They've had zero problems with their machines today. Not one machine spit out a ballot here today. Not one in a very liberal area. So we were right.
See, and then just casting aspersions.
So she managed to use the fact that She saw the election running smoothly as evidence that there was a conspiracy against her.
That's yeah, pretty good. That, or maybe if maybe in an area where a conspiracy theorist isn't running things, maybe the election by virtue of that runs smoother. But again, everything is, there's nothing you can do or say to these people at this point that is going to change their minds. Like, you know, we talk about it in tomorrow's episode. Everything that's been said to them for weeks now has been red wave, red wave. Get your fucking life jackets on, folks. Because the red wave's coming through.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's been a lot of other analysts who are like, people need to be really careful about this when most pollsters, like, we have no fucking clue, realistically, what's going to happen. What we can see is increased energy for Democrats and, like, these really vital metrics. But we're not going to, no one's, like, out there to be like, this red wave stuff is totally bullshit.
Yeah, literally nobody knows. The polls are broken now. Like, we talked about it on this morning's episode that Nate Cohn was like, yeah, so one little piece of context as I talk about these polling results that we got. It took me 2 hours to conduct a single interview to find one person willing to answer poll questions when I was polling. Nobody answers us anymore, so we're having to use very scant evidence to like extrapolate all these, you know, hypotheses, and it's a
plus. It's a mess. All these like very out of nowhere, like Republican polling operations pop up and adding more polls to the averages and stuff. And a lot of people are like, who the fuck is this group? It's like, it's another Republican like consultant doing a poll. And also because then they get to go around and show them like, look, folks, we're ahead. We're ahead. But then you also read like stories, too, where there are people like within the party, the Republican Party, saying like, I don't know if like we went too hard on like all this like freaky election shit, and I'm not sure if that's going to suppress voting, and I'm not sure if that quote comes out because they're kind of like, I don't know, fool.
Yeah,
we're dealing with people who are just, they're like, fuck voting. Yeah. You know, like, we'll just get violent or not, or complain, who knows, everything's up in the air, we just don't know.
Just be on the lookout if your conservative neighbors are freaking out about Sharpies. That's apparently a thing that they're concerning themselves over. They're like, if they ask you to vote for a Sharpie or vote with a Sharpie, that's actually fraud. You have to use a blue pen. A blue pen equals freedom equals Braveheart.
Okay, sovereign citizen.
Yeah. And finally, just some good information for how not to be a monster at the grocery store. Some of the stuff's pretty straightforward. This all stems from, there was a meme about like, put your fucking grocery carts away when you're in the parking lot. Like, don't just fucking push them off into the parking lot to cause accidents. I think.
Wait, like just blindly casting them the fuck out?
Or just put them back. Like, I don't know. I try and do that. I've had to go grocery shopping with children quite a bit and babies, and like I still find a way to like take the time to put the fucking grocery cart away, because
don't you
just see all these abandoned grocery carts in the parking lot and like wonder who the fuck is just being like, sorry asshole.
That's why when I see like the person working and like they gotta fucking just like they're going three blocks away or whatever all over the fucking shopping center to get carts, that's why there's like that one dude on YouTube who like antagonizes people who don't put their carts away.
Yeah. So I think this is based on that, and saying, here's some other like asshole-ish behaviors. Don't talk on the phone. I feel like that's pretty straightforward.
Well, hold on. What's wrong with talking on the phone? I mean, what if sometimes I'm like, which one do you need?
Right. Like that one I didn't really fuck with. The don't touch the food has a picture of somebody holding an apple in the produce line. It's like, I need to feel the produce sometimes to make sure it's good. Like that if I pick up an apple and like soft, half of like, it is like falling apart in my hand, I'm going to put it back. But they're like talking about people reaching into the deli case and shit. I'm like
at a salad bar.
Or like picking up a donut with their bare hands instead of a little tissue paper. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever seen that, but I certainly didn't need to be told that. Have you ever had to run out, like do the thing where you're like, oh shit, I forgot this thing.
It's
right there. I need one more thing.
All the time. And I run, motherfucker. Yeah. You'll see, like, I got heart when I say, please, 1 second for this thing, that they'll never think I'm fucking with them. They're like, okay, he knows what he needs.
Come back, breathing real heavy.
They didn't have it.
One that I thought was useful that I hadn't really done, try to unload heavy to light on the conveyor belt. That way,
oh,
the person doing the bagging, if it's not you, or right, you doing the bagging, can do it more quickly because you're putting the heavy items at the bottom of the bag.
But then that would mean, I mean, I'm not, that that makes complete logical sense, is efficient, and I, you know, commend the engineers that would say that's actually a good efficiency in the system. I just don't, the way I put shit in my cart is the heavier shit's just at the bottom because I can't have it crush the other shit, you know, yeah, and then I have a light shit on top.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to make some difficult decisions, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I might just, and if someone gave me a weird look looking at my cart, I might be a coward and just leave my cart there and run sobbing to my car. Because I don't want to, I don't have to explain anything.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't mean to make your job hard. Forget
it. Have you ever gone food shopping and forgot your wallet? I have done that. More
I did that shit once and it was fucking
devastating.
Man, I remember the moment. Yo, I even had to come up. I remember sweating and being like, yo, do I fucking just take the L and put all this shit back?
Yeah.
And then like slowly like deconstruct my shopping cart. But then when I looked, I only had like cereal and like shit that didn't have to be refrigerated or was produce. And I took that shit to like the corner where like the manager's special shit was. And I acted like I got on my phone. I walked out of there, tears running down my face. It was awful. Like, it's the most panicked I've ever been.
It was so humiliating.
So humiliating.
Anyways, yeah, just try and be a good, try and use common sense.
Yeah.
Common.
At the end of the day, just be considerate, you know, but you know, when you see people who like would be just fucked up and reach into like the fucking bakery case with their bare hand.
Yeah.
And be like, I just touched the one I'm eating. What's your problem? Is like the kind of like answer you'd get from somebody like that.
Karen, I just don't even know. Karen's and type shit. Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be surprised, man. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't shit. People are all over.
That's true. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. We're back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Yeah. Until then, be kind to each other.
Yes.
Be kind to yourselves by maybe not watching all the results come in and just wait. I don't know. You do you.
Or check out Mike Lindell's Election Watch police coverage that he's doing on his live stream from his fucking RV or whatever.
Go get a flu shot. Get the COVID booster.
Get that bivalent.
Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-mm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.